T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We can't beat,
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Well, you're out there and you're covering the big game, and your proximity to greatness is always a reality. What is Nick Sirianni doing for a living? How does the most underrated coach in a Super Bowl feel in his matchup with parent mismatch against Andy Reid?
It really is amazing to see some of the questions he was asked last night. In fact, the media doesn't know how to deal with this guy. I mean, he seems to be a very colorful personality. He's got a great, rich story. He was on the staff in Kansas City when Andy Reid became the head coach. Andy Reid let him go in favor of David Culley as the receivers coach. So there's a lot of meat there. And then there was some stuff last week from the Giants, specifically safety Julian Love, saying that Sirianni is basically the caretaker for a great roster. And it reminded us of the old Jerry Jones quote that 500 coaches could have won Super Bowls with that Cowboys team of the 90s, and they went and proved it with Barry Switzer winning one. But, you know, Sirianni's got that fire. He's got that passion. And this Eagles team, they've had something special all year long. The only flaw is they've never really been tested in a big spot. Look at their two playoff wins. They haven't had to fight through adversity. They haven't had that moment where it feels like things may not be going their way. The Chiefs fought through that against the Jaguars after Patrick Mahomes got injured. They fought through it against the Bengals when there were stretches where it felt like the Bengals were going to steal the game. I feel like that's going to be the biggest thing for Sirianni to overcome. They don't have that institutional experience of fighting through really significant adversity this season.
Speaking of head coaches, Mike, you're in a town that has the Cardinals still looking for one. And did Brian Flores really turn down the Cardinals head coaching job to become the defensive coordinator of the Vikings? And if so, who's next in Arizona?
Well, he turned down an opportunity to be a finalist. And I'm surprised he didn't let the process play out, because he's got that very viable lawsuit pending against the NFL for initially decades of racial discrimination and bias, and there are three total plaintiffs in the case, including former Panthers interim coach Steve Wilks. And one of the claims specifically against the Texans is last year Flores was a finalist. They went off the board and hired Lovie Smith, and one of the reasons they didn't hire Flores is because he engaged in activities protected by federal law. You can't retaliate against someone. You can't shun someone. You can't snub someone who has exercised their legal rights against discrimination under federal law. So I thought he'd get the Cardinals job. I really did, because the other two candidates have no head coaching experience. Lou Anarumo, the Bengals defensive coordinator, Mike Kafka, the Giants offensive coordinator. So now it looks like it's going to be one of those two guys, unless they go off the board. And I don't know whether Flores was offered the job. I mean, he either was offered the job and said no, or he had a feeling he wasn't going to be offered the job, or he just didn't want to wait, because the ship was leaving the dock in Minnesota. They needed a defensive coordinator. They wanted Jiro Evero from the Broncos, who ended up with the Panthers, and Flores was their guy. But I don't know whether they were going to wait around for Flores. So he had a decision to make, and that decision is, let's go to Minnesota and be the defensive coordinator and table the desire to become a head coach again for at least a year. And you have to wonder how much of it is Arizona just feels a little dysfunctional right now, and you don't know when you're going to have Kyler Murray, and the process of fixing Kyler Murray could be a huge mess and an ordeal that could end up in another short-term stay for a head coach.
I was fascinated to hear Patrick Mahomes talk about how the coaches reacted to losing Tyreek Hill and how they changed everything and they did this great job. You know, the thing about Mahomes is he was one of these guys that spent the offseason working out with the new receivers. He spent his time helping the rookies get acclimated. He did sort of the opposite of what Aaron Rodgers did, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, God bless him, he enjoyed his offseason, and then he came back and he expected the guys to be available and ready and understand what was going on. I think Mahomes is as important in how they got through the Tyreek Hill thing as the coaching staff.
Absolutely. And look, Tyreek Hill had become a problem behind the scenes for the Chiefs, and the Chiefs never put that out there. Hill made it clear in comments on his podcast. He wasn't happy with the number of targets he was getting. He ended up with a career-high number of targets and catches in 2021, but it wasn't enough. And I think he saw what Cooper Kupp was doing. He resented what Cooper Kupp was becoming, and he thought he could be Cooper Kupp if he just had the ball force-fed his way the way that it was for Kupp in L.A. But regardless, they need an offense that Patrick Mahomes can just go back and throw to the open guy, and that's what they do now. And he trusts whoever it is, whoever's on the field. He has that level of faith and confidence because he worked with his players, because they have a level of collegiality and camaraderie that transcends X's and O's. And one of the things that Andy Reid told Chris Sims when Sims went out to interview him before the divisional round game, it wasn't just Mahomes on his own time working with these guys. It was Mahomes contacting Reid and saying, here's what this guy does well. Here's what that guy does well. Here's information you can use in crafting our game plans and playbook for 2022. Think of how valuable that is. And you're right. The other side of the coin is Aaron Rodgers, whose attitude is, I'm not doing anything until I have to. And all those opportunities lost to help his players get comfortable with him, him get comfortable with them. And what a shock. It took until week 10 or 11 for that offense to really click.
Mike, I look at Tom Brady taking a gap year from Fox in the booth as him leaving the door open to returning to the NFL. Is that overly cynical? Or why is he taking a year off from broadcasting?
Well, I don't think it's cynical at all because I don't think he lies. I think he tells the truth as he sees it at the time he says what he says. And he acknowledged that last night on his podcast. That Let's Go podcast has some very revealing nuggets from him from time to time. Again, if you can believe what he says, because he said in the past 90% of the things he says isn't what he really feels. So who the hell knows? But he did say last night he still thinks he can play. He wants to play. He just thinks now is the time to stop. And it's one thing to feel that now. It's another thing to feel it in March, April, May, June, July. You know, he's going to get to late July and training camps are going to open. And the thing he's going to realize is that the train is going without him. They're not going to beg him to get aboard. It's gone. And once that train starts pulling out of the station, that's when he's going to face something that he hasn't faced since the last year he didn't play football as a kid. Think of how many years football season has been part of his life. And I think he may feel differently. I remember when Brett Favre retired in 2008. He was on David Letterman's show in late April around the draft. And he said, you know, when training camp rolls around, who knows how I'll feel. And that was the first moment I said, that's he's coming back. He's coming back. And the stuff from Brady yesterday, it's one of those things. It's like a painting where 20 different people can see 20 different things in it. Like, you can see whatever you want to see in what Brady said yesterday and lock onto it. And it just deepens the mystery. Who the hell knows what the guy's going to do?
Is he in a white dress or a gold dress or what does that mean? Great stuff, Mike. As always, appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Happy Super Bowl to Mike Florio. Great guy. A lot of fun seeing him out there.
Busy week for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's working hard, no question. All right. We're going to head back to the Super Bowl, right? Is our man from WIP, Elliot Shore Parks. I believe he's covering that. We'll ask him what the hell Nick Sirianni does for a living. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.